Hello,
Hello, and welcome to another episode of our Blog Talk Radio Dark Horse Metaphysical Musings. Today's show is all about spirit and connecting to spirit, communication from spirit. And I'm waiting for our special guest host again, our wonderful Sharon Foster, spiritual counselor and medium, to call in. Actually, I hear she's coming on in a second. So,
yes, I'm here.
Oh, wonderful. We've got you on. Yeah. So my name is Psychic Luna Hacker. I am from the beautiful Hudson Valley, New York. And today we have the beautiful and talented Sharon Foster, who is a psychic, spiritual counselor, medium, teacher, who lives on purpose. And she follows her calling. And so she's with us again. Today, we're, like I said before earlier, we're talking about spirit communication. And we're going to take some readings as well. And so that's where we're at right now. So, Sharon, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
So this was kind of like the idea today was to talk all about spirit communication and things like that. So I know I'm actually going to be hosting a class on this with them. Medium that we had on last time, Lisa Morrison. Last episode, we had a lot of technical difficulties, and I'm just glad to be on and not having those difficulties today. So tell us about how signs and symbols that you take, like when someone has passed personally for you. Tell me some signs and symbols that you have that have you feel that. How do you feel that you connect to spirit?
Well, for me, I had someone really close pass away in December, and I've been getting the red cardinal is what's been showing up for me and visiting a lot. And, of course, I dream a lot, so I get to get a lot of assistance that way with questions I may have or something I may be struggling with. But for me right now, it's been the animal messages and mainly the red cardinal for me lately.
Wonderful, wonderful. For myself, I'll tell a little story about an experience that I had. My dad passed away in 2007, and a few years later, in 2012, I was buying a home, my first home, actually. And my sister had said to me, we had had some difficulty with the first house we were trying to get. It actually fell through. It was a lot of crazy stuff happening and things like that. But anyway, my sister had said to me, you know, when you go for the next house, she kept saying, you're going to see a robin, and the robin is going to be dad showing you that this was the house that you were meant to have. And my sister, she's very funny. She's not like really into the whole spiritual stuff the same way that I am. She's devout Catholic. So for her, she experiences spirit in a different way. But that day, we had had one house, and it's like I said, it fell through. So I went to see this house, and I was in love with this house. And there was a second offer on the house that was more for, than what we could afford. And I remember I was with the realtor and my husband in the dining room, and there was this little, what it was a hummingbird flying around the window. Now, hummingbirds here in New York, you mean we do get them, but they're kind of more on the rare side for most of us. You don't see them just like flying around a window. So the hummingbird caught my attention. And when I looked at the hummingbird and I walked closer to the window, out in the yard, there was this little bird. And I was kind of like wondering what was this little bird? And it was all black. And I thought, oh, is that a crow? And then when it turned around, it was actually a robin with a red breast. And I took a step back and I kind of gasped because I thought of what my sister said. And I so badly wanted this house, but it brought a sense of peace over me. And I wrote a note. I wrote a note to the woman who owned the house about how much we love the house, and she took our offer over the offer for more money. And I really believe that my dad was there showing us the way through that little robin, as my sister had said, because she was connecting to my dad through the robin. Some people have told me, you know, that they connect with butterflies or ladybugs or crows, you know, all different types of animals. And I see that to be true. I mean, personally, I've communicated with spirit in a lot of different ways. When I was pregnant with my daughter, I had kind of like a pregnancy that was kind of tough, which you know, and it was very, you know, it was difficult. I had gestational diabetes, and we were worried. I'm an older mom, so I was an older pregnancy. You know, I was 40. You know, when I was pregnant, and I kept praying to the goddess Lilith and asking her to show me that my daughter would be okay. And it was around New Year's. We were coming home in the car, and there was an owl in the middle of the road that had gotten struck. And it was snowing out. It was, you know, late at night on New Year's, quiet backcountry road. And there's this little owl, and he's like out in the middle of nowhere and sitting there on the road. So my husband stopped the car, and I waddled out of the car because I was like almost 6 months pregnant. And I went up to the owl, and I kind of coaxed it off the road, and I put it to the side, and I just sat it there, and I told it I'd be back because we had to go get some stuff so that we could actually take care of this owl and bring it, you know, to a rescue. So I drove back to my friend's house that I had been at for the night on New Year's. We got some stuff. He came. He got some nice gloves in case the owl was, like, biting or something. And we went out. We got this owl, put it in my car, drove back to his house again. And we happened to find a raptor, you know, person nearby in our town who actually would, you know, had the license to take care of and rehabilitate and then release. And that's what we did. And my, you know, honestly, that owl represented Lilith to me. That's one of her symbols. And so to me, that connection to spirit through this owl. And my daughter was fine. You know, she was born with no problems and things like that. And I felt like she connected to me and gave me that message. So not only can you connect with deceased loved ones and friends and stuff like that that have passed over to the other side and other spirits, you can connect to divinity, to goddess and God through symbols. I mean, you know, there's so many ways to connect to spirit. So those were two stories for me that were very personal. But have you heard other people, like, have you heard of other types of animals or people that have connected to spirit with different things? Like, what other experiences have you heard?
I've heard of several experiences of people saying how their loved ones came to them. Or, again, I've been surrounded around a lot of people where we dream it and it's so. Even if the person is getting ready to pass, we usually dream
right.
it weeks before, days before.
Yeah.
Which is a neat experience. I know when I lost my uncle some years ago, he passed of cancer, and I was holding his hand when he passed. Well, he came to me maybe a week or two later, which he couldn't walk at the time because the cancer mm-hmm. had spread all through his pelvis, and he was just looking back at me, smiling as he was walking up the stairs just to let me know he was okay and he could walk and he was in a happy place. So, a lot of people, when I talk about what it is that I do in my experiences, that's when it makes them comfortable to say, oh, yeah, I had this experience. I mm-hmm. had this animal visit me. I had this dream. And then I had one lady that the same day that her husband passed away, she got a phone call from his cell phone that called the house, even though he was in the hospital passing away, but to pretty much let her know. And she said, that was so freaky because he couldn't make any phone calls on the cell phone, but that was his way of connecting to her.
Absolutely. That's a beautiful thing. I've heard that before where people have said that, you know, someone has called from their cell phone, you know, especially now in the day and age that we all have cell phones. And I believe it's his higher self somehow connecting and having that phone call be made. Absolutely. When you talk about the dreams, that was my mom's thing. My mom was a devout Catholic who was kind of afraid of, like, the whole idea of, like, tarot and things like that. But she was, in her own way, she had a lot of medium and psychic tendencies. She would dream of the dead, and someone deceased would come to her and tell her in her dreams that someone alive was going to pass, how and when. And it was always right, and she didn't feel it was a gift. She actually hated it. And as I've actually gotten older, I've experienced it a couple of times. I personally don't really like it. It's not my thing. I not that I really want to be surprised by someone's dying, but I kind of think that it's more natural than knowing in advance. You know, even when people come to me for readings, if I see it, where like they have a loved one that's very ill and it comes through the cards and they ask about it, I will share what I see, but I don't necessarily share if I don't have to, because I think sometimes people don't really want to know in those cases anyway. But it's amazing how spirit... I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, well, for me, all the times that I've been kind of nudged on the shoulder or warned about it, I was appreciative of it. And that would be, you know, me losing my aunt. I dreamed a year before she passed, the way she was trying to leave. And I called her. I said, are you trying to leave the land of the living? And she said, I can't. They put this pacemaker in me. But she kept having all of these freak accidents last year, like where the stove blew up and knocked her across the floor, where she ran into a tree. She had the stroke. She had one thing after another. And she kept asking for a 70th birthday party, and all her kids were paying her no attention. I was just like, she's asking for this party because she wants the celebration, because she knows she's getting ready to go home. And so for me, I was very appreciative of Spirit giving me that information and paying attention to the signs, because when she passed, I wasn't shocked. I wasn't devastated. I was being prepared for it before the time came.
Yeah, I mean, I think in that case, because you had such a long mourning, it was easier for you to kind of adjust to it. In the cases that my mom had and myself, it was always very quickly. It was usually like within a couple of days the person was going to pass. And that, I know for my mom, was very distressing, because a few times she had no, you know, there was no indication that the person was even sick. So she had a hard time. But I can see in your situation how it would be very comforting, because it gives you the opportunity to kind of make peace with it and to do for her and stuff like that, which was beautiful. And I know that you did. And that's beautiful. Yeah. And so, you know, I know a lot of people that even say or think that they're not really that intuitive or psychic have this gift, you know, and they, you know, they will have these dreams and they will get these messages, and they're sometimes afraid of them and sometimes they're open to them, but it is something that seems to be happening more. One of the stones that I like to use to remember dreams especially is the amethyst. It's a purple stone. It's great to have beside your bed, as is rose quartz, because rose quartz kind of protects you while you sleep and brings in love. But the amethyst helps you remember your dreams. So if anyone's listening and they want to remember their dreams and they think maybe they see bits and pieces but they don't remember or recollect all of it, that's a great way to, you know, stone to use to kind of help with the energy. So we have someone on hold for a few minutes. I'm going to go to them and we'll see, you know, what's going on. Okay.
Okay.
Hello, welcome to Dark Horse Radio. What's your name? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, this is Edna.
Hi, Edna. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
Good, thank you. Where are you calling from?
North Carolina.
Beautiful. How's the weather in North Carolina?
Today is really pretty today.
Oh, that's wonderful. It's raining up here in the Hudson Valley. We've had rain all day, but at least it's warm today. It's not super cold or anything. So thank you for calling. What's your question for us today?
My question is, I've had some shifts in the last few months. It's been kind of like, it's been eye-opening, but also mind-blowing at the same time, because part of me feel like I'm not quite ready for it, but it's happening before my eyes. There's been this person that I've known for a few years now, and like he's been more in my energy field than normal, and just want kind of like a third confirmation of
where it's going. Okay. Okay, so I'm taking out my cards right now, so we got them out, and I'm shuffling. Sharon, are you as well?
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, I had two pop out, like literally fly out the deck. So, oh my gosh, and these are appropriate because it's the Lover's card. Oh my gosh. Okay, so I'm going to read these because Spirit literally threw them out the deck. They flew out. So craziness. So I have the Lover's But I also have the judgment card. And the judgment card to me is patience and timing. And it's all about waiting, right? It's not a necessarily bad card, and it's not a necessarily great card. It's kind of sort of in between. So I'm going to look at this, and I'm going to pull another one. See, I feel there's opportunity here, so whatever signals you're getting from him are legit. So whatever he's kind of doing, if he's flirting with you or whatever, how he's communicating with you, it seems legit. He's interested in you. But I also feel like he's a little slow. So he may take his time to kind of like really let you see how he's feeling. And you know what's crazy? We're talking about animal spirits and animals and stuff. We've got crows and we've got doves. So two of those may be signs about your relationship with him. So pay attention to both the crows and the doves, because it's showing those birds may be around in some capacity. And I'll tell you, the dove to me is always Jesus, and the crow is the magic. So you have both sides of the coin. So this could be a very magical spiritual connection with this person. So, okay. You know, I think there's opportunity. So I would just, you know, I would give it a chance because it looks interesting. But I think it's going to take time to develop. So patience is probably the most important thing. Sharon, what do you have?
So my first card for her is chemistry. There's a strong magnetic attraction here. The second one is healing family issues. Your love life benefits as you forgive your parents. And the third one says, with a big rainbow, one step at a time, lots of little steps make big dreams come true.
Okay. So it's kind of the same thing. It's kind of like patience, baby steps, take it as it goes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very good advice, actually. Actually, from any relationship, that's very good advice, because it's good to get to know a person a little bit first. So, so do you work with him, or how do you know him? Is he somebody that's like, how did you meet?
I met him when I was going to the gym regularly, and I was working with him last year with some music, but I stopped doing that because I got turned off with some things. So, but now he's like kind of popped up and wanting to spend like personal time together. So,
okay. I did see a work connection, so that makes sense with the music then. So you were doing some kind of stuff with him there. You know, I think he's been maturing a bit. I think he was a little, you know, he's been maturing the last few months and year. I see a change coming through him as well. So I think you're going to find he's a little bit different than you expected. So I just say take it slow and give him a chance. You know, the worst that happens is you're just friends. And I really think it could develop, though. So just have some patience, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You know.
Sharon, I did it again. I muted my girl over here.
It's okay. It's so funny because, you know, Edna was over my house and she pulled cards and she was in denial and she had me pull the cards. And it was as we're saying now, but just taking baby steps. But also, I have seen him. He kept popping up in my energy field when I was doing spiritual work on other people. And I'm like, what does this man want from me? And so I have seen a shift in him from when we were working with him a little while ago. And he is definitely growing. And he has always been attracted to her, but he wasn't totally honest about some things. But it's been a little scary for her. So she wanted another confirmation that this was really legit.
Yeah, well, I didn't know about that with her. So that's wonderful, wonderful. All right, so we're going to take another call. We have someone else here on hold, so I'm going to try them.
Okay.
Hello, and welcome to Dark Horse Metaphysical Musings. What's your name? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, what's your name?
Oh, hi. Oh, my God, I got on. Hi, I'm Veronica. I know Edna and Sharon. Hi, Jean.
Hi, how are you? Hi, Veronica.
I'm
good.
Hey,
Veronica.
Day today.
Hey, Sharon.
Hey.
This is awesome. We have so many people on hold, too. It's crazy how I'm picking these numbers.
Yes, it is, actually, because I was so worried I wasn't going to get on the phone. I had to reactivate my home phone before I could even use it.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Okay,
so it's awesome.
Where are you? Tell everybody where you're calling from because they don't know who
you are.
I'm
in New York.
Wonderful. Okay, you're in Long Island, right?
Yeah, I'm in Long Island, New York.
Wonderful. So what's your question today?
I don't really have a question. I was calling in to hear the show, but you could just tell me what the cards say.
Okay.
All righty. I'm just typed in the chat room. I'm not that flexible where I can do all this stuff at once.
Okay, well,
one of those
then
things.
I'll go.
Go ahead.
I'll go first. I'll go first to give you some time. So
okay.
I pulled from the Magical Unicorn deck as well as the Romance deck because those are the two decks I have with me today. The
okay.
first one says it's okay to be different. You don't need to be like everyone else. You're perfect just as you are. And
mm-hmm.
there seems to be a question she has, and it's saying definitely yes. The answer to your question is a strong yes.
Okay.
And there's the water card that says drink more water and eat foods with water in them, such as fresh fruits and water. When we get to the romance part, trust this situation is calling for you to have faith. The chemistry is there. There's a strong attraction, and this is true love. This is the romance of a lifetime for you.
Well, it's funny because
you're so happy.
There's a soulmate card here, and it's a happiness card
yes.
and opportunity. So
yes.
I have something, it's a different topic other than love. Has there been some consideration on moving or changing something related
yes.
to where you're living?
Yes, and I mean, I didn't ask that question, but I wanted to know, like, if I should stay at my job. I mean, I asked my pendulum, and I couldn't, because it keeps changing my yeses, my nos, and my maybes. I wasn't really sure,
right.
but yes,
well,
I wanted to know if I should move. Well, I know I should move, but I didn't know, like, if at the end of this year, like, or if I should wait until September or November or October.
Okay.
Like,
well,
I was feeling weird about it because, like, I finally have my apartment that I've been asking for forever, and, like, I'm
okay.
finally making enough money to survive here in New York, and, you know, it's just, and yes, I'm in love and I'm in a relationship, so.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, the thing that I'm getting here is, with the pendulum first, every time you work with your pendulum, if it starts acting up, smudge it. So, you know, somehow cleanse it. And you could use Florida water. You can use, like, smudge. You can, like, lay it in some sea salt. So that's the first thing. But what I do with my pendulum is I always ask it to show me a yes and a no answer each time I use it. So you should do that because the yeses and nos can change depending on who's communicating with you because the spirit of the pendulum can be modified by whatever spirit is coming through. So, but as for your work changing jobs, I see you on guard at your job, and I feel there's an energy there. You seems to be unhappy,
mm-hmm.
and I
yeah.
kind of feel
yeah,
like
because there's a lady there that it's just this classroom is not like the things are not like they were. Things are just not
okay.
like they were. And
I was going to ask
yeah,
if you were a teacher too. So I kind of get that you need to have some patience with this. You're going to fit. I feel like you're probably going to finish out the year. It's almost over. You know, you're almost there. And I do think that you should start looking for a job for next year. So I would start now because, you know, you might get called in for like next year. It's going to be tough. I don't think it's going to be as easy to find what you're looking for, but I do think you can because the wish card is here. So it may take some time. You may not get it till kind of like the last minute.
Okay, you mean here in New York or there where I'm moving to? Supposed to be Missouri.
So you're going to Missouri?
Yeah.
Actually, you know, the confusion card came up. So are you confused whether you want to stay in New York part of the year and stay in Missouri part of the year?
Oh, my God. Unfortunately, I was feeling that way. Like, I didn't know. Like, it's so weird.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you now.
Because my relationship is long distance. And it's difficult.
Right. Here's the thing. You're not going to get paid anywhere near what you make in Long Island. You know that, right? So
yes, I do, actually.
Financially speaking, you know, he can't leave Missouri and come to New York.
I would prefer, honestly, I was thinking about it, and I would prefer him actually to leave Missouri and come here, but he's studying to be a lawyer, and he's supposed to be hopefully passing, and he has someone who's was supposed to open up an office for him,
mm-hmm.
there in Missouri somewhere. So,
well, you know,
that was the thing. Like, he was getting an office opened up, and he said that I was going to be the person to run the office and, you know, go back to school, become a paralegal, just for the purpose of getting paid more at the office. And then my sister also has a chiropractic office where I'm supposed to be starting off working when I come there.
Okay, because I'm going to tell you, I'm on the fence about you leaving New York financially, because unless you have all your bills paid down, it's going to be a big struggle for you, because financially speaking, the money is going to be nowhere near the same.
Right.
What I'm getting is I actually think he would do well in New York. You know, I think that if he took the New York bar and he, you know, if he passes that once he graduates, he would do well up here. It's not a bad idea. But I kind of think for now, maybe it's better to do the half and half, like staying up for your work, wait until he's more settled if he is going to stay. And honestly, also to make sure your relationship really is going to last, because, you know, this is a big deal. You're giving up a lot. You know, you're giving up a lot, and you're going kind of like, even though you have family and people down there, you're still giving up like a lot of what you need up here. And I know the lifestyle in Missouri is different, and I do think that you'd be comfortable with that, and it would be okay, because I think you're kind of getting tired of some of the New York parts of life. But I kind of think you got to slow down a little bit and think about maybe financially taking the money and trying to bank it, and then saving, paying down some more bills, maybe for another year, and then going down. Because I do think he'll understand. He'll be disappointed, but I do think he'll understand if you choose that option. Because you can go see him every break you get. You can take some long weekends and stuff like that, and then, you know, spend the summer down there. But I think financially right now, both of you kind of have to plan a little bit more. So this is something to really consider, because the move is not a bad idea as long as you're ready for it, if you get what I mean. And I don't think you're quite ready for it yet.
Can I add something too, Luna?
Yes, go ahead.
So, yeah, so like when I got the card for yes, it's not that what she wants to do is a no, but I totally agree with you, because when you're happy and you're in love and you want to jump and go, but her and I have had some conversations where some situations have shifted that was unexpected, and it's what's given her the second thought and causing the confusion. And I do feel like since she'll have the summers off working for the school system, that will be a perfect time to go stay to see if it's what she really likes, and if that's what she wants to do, or if she wants to work another school year or part of a school year, or even switch jobs for that financial stability. Because people can tell you one thing, and when you get there, they do something totally different, and it will cause you to be upset.
Right, and that's my concern, you know, because I feel like if she goes and her bills are down, and she's going, it'll be easier. If she kind of goes, like, she has to plan it a little bit more. And I know it's difficult, but I'm more concerned about that.
I mean, she's doing that now. She's working on it and putting it to the side. So
I know her call dropped. That's
why
she's not talking. Her call actually dropped in. I'm not sure if she's actually phoned back in or not. But I do think she's going to be okay.
I can fill her in later.
Okay.
Yeah,
all righty. So we've been talking all about spirit communication today, and about, you know, the idea of how spirit will communicate with you. We talked about dreams. We talked about through animals and stuff like that. But also, sometimes it's through signs and symbols, like things that you see. And I'll give an example about that, especially when it comes to divinity. So say you've been attracted, or you've been learning about a new goddess or god or saint or spirit, and, you know, you're not sure. Do you want to work with them? Are they someone that you really are vibrating to? You know, a lot of times this is what people will think in the metaphysical community. And what can happen sometimes is that the goddess or the spirit, just like Jesus does it, will give you symbols and show you signs that they're here for you. So I'll give an example. When I was interested in starting to work with Santa Muerte, or Santissima Muerte, who's the spirit of holy death, she was coming to me. You know, she looks like the Grim Reaper, And she was coming to me. I was never really one to be attracted to skulls and skull clothing and stuff like that. But she started being on everything. She was everywhere. And then I'm driving down the road, and a man in a van drives by, and he has this big Santa Muerte painted on his van. And then I'm online, and there's an article about her. And she was, when I started working with her, she was not well known like she is today. You know, they had a whole episode on Believer about her this past Sunday night on CNN. And so she's getting and gaining in popularity. But I've worked with her for like almost 10 years. And back then, she didn't have that same popularity. It was, you know, really kind of more quiet. So I was seeing her everywhere, and here she was coming to me, and she's an angel, you know, she's a beautiful spirit. Some people are afraid of her, but here she was communicating with me in all sorts of ways. And then I started meeting people that were having the same experiences and also getting interested in her at the same time. And it was crazy. So I go and I decide to work with her, and I go and I get a little statue of her, and I have it sent to my house. Normally, I have to open up all my packages, especially something like that. I get giddy about it. But this night, the one that came in, I said to my husband, you open it up. So he opens up this little tiny statue, my first statue. Now I have like, I can't count how many. But he looks at it. He goes, this is my Reiki guide. And I said, what? And he goes, this is my Reiki guide. And I said, are you kidding? And she goes, no, this is who I see. And so here, she had connected to him before she ever connected to me, and then she started connecting to me. So, and it's kind of like that way. Sometimes spirit will jump to people that know you, and you'll start to work with them. The angels do that. You know, Archangel Metatron, he's very big into that, where he'll work with people that, you know, that you're comfortable with and stuff like that. You know, Archangel Michael's with everybody. So you can't, I can't really say that. Cause he, go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm so glad you're talking about Santa Muerte, because I did a healing session for someone, and I got so freaked out. I was like, oh, my gosh, what is this? This is when I was trying to contact you, because I've never, you know, I'm usually seeing Jesus and people from the Bible days and things of that nature. So I'm so appreciative that you're talking about it, because even for me, it freaked me out a little bit. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, why is this person showing up. So it just helped me to know that, hey, I need to know more about saints and guides and different people that will come to assist based on the person's situation. And I know my cousin who was on the line had questions about it as well.
Well, you know, they will. It's funny. For me, you know, I'm a white girl here in New York in the United States. Santa Muerte is a Mexican folk saint. I have no, you know, as far as I know, there's no Spanish in my line. I'm Scottish and Irish American, you know. And so for me to get this Mexican folk saint who, like, chose me and my husband, you know, to come to, it's amazing. It's a blessing. I feel honored. And, you know, she's come to me, and I started working with her. I started, you know, meditating with her and praying with her, and I started dreaming about her. Literally everywhere I went, I saw sugar skulls, which is one of her things. You know, sugar skulls are one of her things. Or I would see owls, because owls are also one of her associated elements or animals. So like, there was all sorts of stuff going on where you would see all this stuff. So there was all, you know, the connecting to her was easy. People get afraid of her because she's death, and you know, there's a lot of scariness about the idea of death and all that. But I see her as a helper, just like Archangel Michael is a helper to Christ and to God. She is the same. And I wish that the Catholic Church would canonize her and recognize her, but they're afraid. She has a huge movement in Mexico. Her movement is spreading to North America. And a lot of people, actually, I was contacted, funnily enough, by a person in the United Kingdom this weekend who actually didn't see the CNN show about her. But I've done a blog talk radio in the past about her with a show that I used to do with Oceana, which was called Get Witchified, ECHIFIED. And you can find it on iTunes if you want to listen to it. There was a lot of great shows on there. And it was with about this one was about Santa Muerte, if you're interested in how I, you know, how we worked with her. We did that show about, I think, 6 or 7 years ago. It's that long. So so spirit will work in funny ways. They come to us in different ways. Even Jesus, like, I've had dreams and talked to Jesus, like, as if he was right in the room with me. And I'm not somebody who does any kind of drugs. You know, my drug of choice is chocolate cake, which I can't have because my sugars are crazy. But anyway, you know, like for me, you know, I see these things. I talk to the spirit, and Jesus to me is such a warm, loving spirit. He is so much like I kind of feel like he's kind of like almost like a hippie, not to, to be disrespectful, but his energy is so smooth and soft and sweet and kind and loving and beautiful that you're just accepting. That's why I feel like, you know how they say hippie people are very, like the 1960s flower children, they were very accepting. Jesus is like that. He's so accepting. And, you know, what other people see, it's up to them, but that's what I've seen. And I talked to him about all my escapades, and he's like, all is one. Everything goes to one source, and the name of God is unknown. You know, we don't know that name, but we can communicate with other spirits, or if you want to look at it as path to the divine. And I think I've said this before, I see God as a pie. If you think about a big, giant apple pie or pie, you've got a round pie, and if you cut that pie into as many tiny slices as you can, they could be atom size. Those can all be ways that you connect to that giant pie of source. And source is kind of, in a sense, unknowable, you know, to me anyway. And but it's beautiful. And I believe when we cross over into spirit, we unite with source and with all the people that we lost previously, that we connect back to them. So Sharon, are you still getting static?
A little bit.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure why. I'll try to be careful. Maybe it's on my end. But
yeah,
anyway,
I'll disconnect my Bluetooth to see. And I also have two cards that I pulled for all the listeners who were on the line as well that I wanted to share because this may resonate with some people.
Okay.
From the romance deck, it's forgiving and learning. As you release and heal the past, you experience more love in your present moment. And the other card, which is big for a lot of us, is let go of stress. Don't take on other people's stress. Breathe it out now.
That's beautiful. Well, you know, we're entering, astrologically speaking, there's a 5-planet retrograde coming. And those planets in retrograde, if I'm correct, are Mercury, which affects communication, Venus, which affects love, Saturn, which kind of affects everything. See, that was 3, Saturn, Venus. I want to say Jupiter, which is the planet of expansion. And I believe Pluto as well. I have to double check, but I believe it's Pluto as well. And what happens, yes, so it was Venus, Jupiter, Saturn, Mercury, and Pluto. And what happens in a retrograde is kind of everything that can go wrong will go wrong. So people may feel tight. They may feel things coming in on them. They may feel under pressure, whether with family or friends or work, or just in general, like stuff breaking down, all sorts of stuff starts happening. So if that's happening, what I would suggest is that you kind of just maybe take a spiritual bath, like a sea salt, kosher salt bath, just to remove that energy from yourself and to kind of center and maybe meditate or go to church or connect in some way with divine, because it'll put you back on kind of focused and grounded. You want to ground yourself a little bit because it can get overwhelming, especially if you get bombarded like a lot at once. And so that may be something that's happening. And, you know, this is a little off topic, but I wanted to bring this up. You know, a lot of people, I'm not sure if there may be some people listening. I was reading recently that those of us that are in that stage of life, I'm gonna be 50 this year. So as a woman, well, I'm in that stage. And one of the things that is happening, at least to me, and some of you may recognize it, is memory loss. It's something that's been happening because of hormones and stuff like that. And one of the things I read is that during this time of our life, we actually get increased intuition and psychic abilities, even though we might be losing our memories because of these hormones. And I started laughing because it has been happening for me. Definitely there's been an increase lately, especially in the mediumship and stuff like that. And I thought that was very interesting. So spirit works in all sorts of ways. Here, when you think that you're actually losing something, they're giving
you're
you something else
something.
In replace. Yeah, so it's
well,
a beautiful
I want to touch on that because that's something that I'm coming to teach with the class that I'm offering. is you go through different cycles in your life. Every 7 years, you're shifting. So, you know, from 0 to 7 years old, you're taking on the identity of your parents. And from 7 to 13 years old, you're trying to find your way in life and question everything that you've learned. And from 13 to 21, by the time you hit 21, it's like, okay, life has got to be better than this. Let me really figure out what it is I want to do. And,
right.
you know, when I hit my year 35, that was a pivotal point for me last year because I actually said I was going to live on purpose, and my life unfolded, and now I'm looking forward to hitting 40, which I've just
mm-hmm.
turned 36, because there's so many different shifts. You go through those cycles, and like you said, it's like, you know, I didn't want to leave the age of 32. I like that number. And,
right.
you know, I accidentally wrote 32 on something the other day, and I'm just like, you know what, but this is positive change. As I grow and mature, I may feel like I'm losing my youthful days, even though I'm still young, but it's just like spiritually I have expanded and grown so much in so many different dimensions and realms.
Yes. And you have. I mean, I've seen it with you personally. We've got a bunch of people on hold, so I'm going to go and take another
okay.
call. There's someone been on hold about 18 minutes, so I'm going to try them out.
Okay.
Okay. Hi, welcome to Dark Horse Radio. What's your name?
Hi, it's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for
welcome,
calling in.
Lisa.
Where are you calling? Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling from New York City.
Wonderful, wonderful. So what's your question today?
Okay. So I've been having premonitions of a man that I have not yet. But, okay, in the divisions that I'm having, I kind of had to give him a makeover. Have you ever seen the movie Can't Buy Me Love? And in the movie, the guy is looking for a geek, and the girl that he really likes, she decides to date him, but first she gives him a makeover to turn him into, like, this guy that she wants him to be.
Uh-huh.
So, visions. I've been having visions of this. I've been having visions in reference to a guy that I have not met yet. But, for
okay.
example, it could possibly be the way that he walks, the way that he talks, because I don't know, being that I'm not, the reason why I probably, like, in my dream, is I asked him if he was gay, and he said no, but it's just certain little things that he does. Not that it makes me wonder anything, but I mean, I was kind of taken aback. But then, I don't know, like, I just kept seeing one vision after another, and then the last vision that I saw was to give him a makeover. So I just wanted to see what you're picking up on that.
So, Lou, do you
want to
go first?
Sure. Well, I pulled a couple of cards, and, you know, and I was also getting some stuff as you were talking. One of the things that Spirit does do is Spirit kind of lets us know when something's happening, and here is the message. So here's a form of a message that you were getting. I was seeing him more metrosexual, meaning like he was like sharp and stuff, put together, you know, how some men are. They get all like they're nicely dressed and stuff. I feel like that's what he's like. Are you know, maybe that's what you're really attracted to deep down. It's like you want somebody that's like that. But I kind of feel like this is a message to let you know that he's coming. He may now, this is the same thing with the tarot reading. He may not be exactly as you see in your dream. You know, there could be a little bit differences. It sometimes it happens. Spirit sends you a message, and it's not exactly the same. So don't get hung up if he doesn't have the same. He may have that walk because that walk really stood out. But maybe his face is a little bit different, you know, because you could be. And I'll tell you why. You could be seeing him from a different life. You could be seeing him the way spirits, how he shows himself to Spirit, or how Spirit sees him in his beauty and his kindness. So don't get hung up on those things. But there will be, when you do meet him, there will be pieces of that dream that stand out that you'll see in that man and you'll know it's him. So I do think in time you will meet him. And the cards show that you should meditate more and you should connect more because you've been a little overwhelmed and you've been kind of fighting a lot of stuff. Yeah, you've been fighting a bunch of stuff. But this man coming, he's a karmic relationship. He's likely a soulmate. And honestly, I think you're going to struggle even with that, because I feel like you're worthy. And in your head, sometimes you think you're not worthy.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, like maybe even unconsciously a little bit. So what I want you to do is see this man coming, visualize him coming every day, and just keep moving forward, because you're gonna meet him. You're gonna meet him. And I don't know why. Did his hand stand out to you in the dream? Because he has nice hands.
Yes, it definitely did. Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Because I see that. Sharon, do you want to add anything?
Yes. So I pulled her cards before we even took her call. So it was so funny that she was saying all the things she was saying, because the cards confirmed what's going on. So the first card was the unicorn card that says you're gifted, you're very intelligent and talented. And the way you show your gifts and skills, just the way that you was describing the makeover, that's just a natural talent and gift that is different from how you're used to being around other people that show their gifts or their talents, and you're really smart. And then the next card was light. See the light within yourself and everyone else. So, you know, building your confidence. And again, like Luna said, even if this person shows up not what you expected him to be, still see the light, almost like that dream, how he portrays himself. And the last card was love. The answer that you're seeking is love. So you want that love within yourself and radiating that love out. That way you can attract what it is that you're looking for.
All right.
Well, wonderful. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. So I'll give you guys a call in a few months to let you know what happened.
Awesome.
All right.
And remember, divine timing, he'll come when he's supposed to come. So if in a few months he's not here, it doesn't mean he's still not coming. So be patient. In the meantime, work on yourself. Meditate, work on yourself. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
So I had somebody in the chat room ask a question, and I answered her. But I'm going to let everybody know. It was Julie, I believe, or Jules, and she asked, can I ask if you see a soulmate coming for me? And I pulled a card while you were chatting, Sharon, with our last caller, and I got actually a card for relationships. So I told her yes, that I pulled the card and it showed relationship coming. So she's super excited about that. She said thank you. So I just wanted to share that with everybody in the chat room. And I definitely got like that energy coming in. We have a lot of people on hold, Sharon. I don't think we're going to get to everybody today. We've got about 12 minutes left, and I know I want to end this with some information about, I know you'd like to bring in a blessing for us, but one of the things I wanted to do is I wanted to talk about how people can reach you if they want to have a reading. So if they want to have a reading or have set up a consultation with you, what are the best ways to reach you?
So I have a couple of ways. Directly, my phone number, 516-204-5677, and please leave a message or send a text message. Or you can go to my website to check out my prices and all that I do at www.sharonsangelicrealms.com, and then I can also be found on Facebook at Sharon's Angelic Realm.
So that was 516-204-5677 or sharonsangelicrealms.com or Sharon's Angelic Realms on Facebook. So that's wonderful. And you're going to be up here in New York. You're going to be hosting a class at my place, Luna Enchanted in Marlborough. And you're going to be doing a class. And what's that class called?
It's Restorative Spiritual Alchemy, which it goes into clearing generational and past karmic drama and trauma to kind of clear your life so that you can move forward. Because there's a lot of things that we do that's habitual that we don't realize. It's from generations upon generation that we need to do some clearance so we can move forward and also learn from those lessons and maybe why our ancestors chose or made certain decisions and how we automatically pick them up and how we can shift for a more prosperous life.
Beautiful. So a little bit, I'm going to share a little bit about myself. I'm Psychic Luna Hacker. I'm on K104, the Woodman in the Morning Show up here in Poughkeepsie in New York. I also have a shop called Luna Enchanted. You can get readings with me in person or on the phone, and I'm a medium, so I do both psychic readings and mediumship. I throw bones, I read runes, I read lace, I read pretty much everything, shells, you name it. So if you want more information, you could find me on Facebook. The shop is Luna Enchanted, or Luna Hacker, L-U-N-A Hacker, H-A-C-K-E-R on Facebook. You can add me as a friend. And website, lunaenchanted.com. So I wanted to go now to another call. We've got business
okay.
taken care of. So there's someone here on hold.
Yeah.
So let's see. This person's been on hold like 20 minutes. So, hello, welcome to Dark Horse Metaphysical Musings. What's your name? Hello? Anybody
hello?
There? Oh, maybe they paused. Okay, so they're not there right now. So we'll try someone else. Hello, welcome to Dark Horse Radio. What's your name?
Oh, my
hello?
Goodness.
Hi.
Mm-hmm. Welcome.
What's your name?
Hello?
Hello. Hi, what's your name?
Oh, is that me again?
Veronica?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
It's me.
Okay,
so I guess we're going to take somebody else, but I'm enjoying myself.
Okay. Thank you. All right, so we've got tons of people here. We'll try this person here now. Hello, welcome to Dark Horse Radio. This is Luna. What's your question? Hello? Oh. Hello?
Is it still me?
Yes,
yeah,
it's still you.
Yeah, we
oh,
lost
I'm
somebody.
So sorry. It must be meant for me to talk.
Yeah, no, I think what happened was we lost, the other person dropped the phone call. Maybe they dropped.
Oh, okay. Well, I think it's cool the way you said you throw bones anyway, and I really think that it's cool that you guys are acting in your gifts and you're not afraid to say what you do, you know, and that you enjoy what you do, because I think that it can inspire some other people who, you know, to get into their spirituality too. I just love the way you said
yeah.
I throw bones. I was like, wow. So,
oh, thank you.
Thank
you. I mean, I know Sharon is too. I am so inspired by spirit and doing what I do. It was my calling. You know, I have a degree in accounting. I went to nursing school. I went to bartending school. Like, you know, I was trying to find myself all my life. I have so much
wow.
college. It's not funny. And it never fit. It wasn't what I was meant to do. I've always had these gifts, if you want to call it, where I connected in some way. I didn't always like mm-hmm. it. I didn't always understand it. But as I got older and I got more into spiritual stuff, and I was raised Catholic, and you know, and it was, and I loved it, and I still love, I love Catholicism. I love the saints. I love Jesus Christ. But I also know there's more paths to divine than one. And for me, it's easy for me. I, you know, I'm an eclectic witch, so it's easy for me to take from what I need to take from. And I enjoy what I do. I enjoy spirit. I do Reiki. I do all sorts of stuff, healing stuff. I mean, Sharon knows she does etheric surgery. You know, it's something that you connect to spirit in a different way. So I could be spirit's cheerleader. I love spirit. So, but it's just who I am. I can't help it.
Yeah, I can
mm-hmm.
tell. It radiates from you, and it's great. It's perfect.
It's what I do all day long. I mean, even when I'm on my day off, I'm doing stuff for the shop about spirit, doing readings. Like I don't turn it off. It's just me, you know. And I,
mm-hmm.
it's that's life. And I think it's wonderful when you learn to live on purpose and to love what
yeah.
you do, because it changes you. And even if you can't work, say you always wanted to be a veterinarian and unfortunately you didn't have the grades or you couldn't afford the college and you work in Walmart, you can still live on purpose and love what you do. You absolutely can. You can maybe instead spend time with animals, volunteer, you know, in a shelter. You can do, you know, maybe have a lot of animals at home and still enjoy when you're at work and you're helping people, or work in the pet spot, the pets, you know, of the Walmart, where you're connecting with the animals that way. There's so many ways you can get what you need out of life. It doesn't always mean you have to be right in that position. Some of us are blessed to do what we love. Not all of us can. Financially speaking, we have to make choices. You can still love your life and still enjoy what you do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know,
that is true.
And every day we touch people's lives in some way, whether we realize it or not. Even if we do something simple like being a cashier, those cashiers out there on Easter and Christmas, that are there, so when you pump gas, you can pay. They're sacrificing their time. They're doing us a service, and they're wonderful people. So they need a shout-out, too, because there's good people everywhere, you know?
Yeah.
I always say that every job is important no matter what you do, because we're all needed. Even if you're flipping burgers, when
That's
I need
right.
my food fast, I need somebody mm-hmm. to be there. So I don't disrespect anyone in any line of work. But what I did want to say about the whole spirit thing is that I've had attacks before from spirits, spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
And,
and
I could feel them, but I couldn't see them. But I knew they were there. And then when I went to bed, or it was like I was asleep, but I wasn't asleep, I had, another spiritual attack. So, I can feel the dark energy sometimes. I don't know why. If it's there, it's almost like a force field or an aura around a person. I can't see it. Well, it's almost like I can see it. I felt one on my ex-boyfriend before. Very, dark and dangerous type energies. So I wasn't really attracted to spiritual stuff in the past, because I felt like, they were out to get me, or however you say it. they didn't want me to know that they were there, and I knew they were there, and that's why they were mad at me. I don't even know how to, explain it.
Go ahead, Sharon.
What I was going to say is, it's funny how the whole call shifted when we were going to take another call, because I was talking on my blog yesterday about being on purpose. And, like you said, if you couldn't go to school to be a veterinarian, you can volunteer or work with animals. And that was the thing for me, is just trying to find my purpose. I knew deep down within, but it wasn't accepted. So it was just like if you told somebody you wanted to do something different that was out of the norm of being a teacher or a doctor or a lawyer, then it wasn't acceptable. And so, it's just when you're sometimes when I was at every job, I did the best of my ability because it was my character. And I excelled well at it, but now that I'm where I really want to be and I'm still expanding, I really feel on purpose and I feel more at ease and peace with my gifts and my calling.
It's beautiful. I want to thank Veronica for being with us. We have less than 3 minutes left, so I wanted Sharon. We're going to do a show about that, about spiritual and psychic attack and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So stay tuned. So we'll do that as well, to address those things and how to deal with that. But one way to start, just for everybody, sea salt bath, take a bath, kosher salt, and smudge yourself and say prayers, use prayers, pray to your guardian angel, pray to Christ, whomever you want to call in, Saint Benedict, the angels, whatever you like. So I'm going to have you lead us out, Sharon, we have 2 minutes, a living light blessing, if you'd like, please.
Sure. So if everybody would just get comfortable and close your eyes if you can, I'm going to call in a soul alignment. And now I want to call in a living light blessing. And Spirit is asking me to call in divine willpower. And the spirit of servitude, being in service to others, no matter where you're at in your life. And I just want to send out it for everybody to have a blessed week. And we look forward to hearing from you soon. And sorry for those that we couldn't take your call today.
Yes. Thank you for that beautiful blessing. It was beautiful. And thank you to everyone who called in and logged in today. And we're working on it. Be patient with us, because we're working on, I'm working on how to do this stuff. The hacker and me trying to meet the hacker over here on the computer. So thank you. We'll be back next Tuesday, and we'll be doing this again. And we may even do it before then. So you never know. You might find us logging on. We're also, Lisa Morrison will be back from last time. So we have some plans. We have people coming in. We have other special guests. We're going to do different topics. So stay tuned, and we look forward to seeing you again. Have a good day. Have a good week. Be blessed. Be happy and be safe. And thank you for listening. Have a good day. Bye, everybody. Thank you, Sharon, very much.
Thank you, Luna.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.